The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 29 January 2021. You played a replay of my program yesterday. Well, I'd like to thank me for sitting in. Thank you. I'm welcome. All right. Pain sounds off on Wall Street over the little game that has been going on. Now, Neil Cavuto, which has lost a lot of credibility with a lot of people. Of course, his gig is on Fox Business to talk about stocks and Wall Street. And there never seems to really get upset about what should be illegal profiteering. You know, the SEC came out and said, we didn't catch this one. Guess which other crooks they didn't catch? The ones that set up the 2008 banking crisis to rip us all off for over $1 trillion. So it doesn't surprise me they didn't see this one coming. Here's host Charles Payne, and forgive me, Neil Cavuto's voice is in there. Sorry, Neil.
But Charles was looking at this phenomenon some weeks back. Now,
that's Alex Jones at age 80.
Look at the catalyst initially for attention going to GameStop. It was, a guy who was going to take it to the internet level, joining the board, finding a way to be more than just a brick and mortar concern, look promising, enough for Bank of America to say, all right, this is an issue that's worth maybe $10-$15 more a share. Nothing like this. So what happened?
Right. Well, Neil, first of all, I got to say, I recommended many of these stocks on January 11th or before. I've got the report in my hand that I sent out to my subscribers, and here's the list. The shorts, first of all of this nonsense, all of this noise, all of this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick. 140% of GameStop was short. I didn't hear one person on TV complaining about Wall Street trying to crush GameStop. 140% short. I told my subscribers, buy this stock, and they made a fortune. I also told them to buy Virgin Space. Virgin, we took profits on that today. Fizz, that's up huge. Tangiers is up huge. Neil, you can't allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock, and nobody says anything. Crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money, everyone's up in arms. Oh, they're going to lose their shirt? Don't you think people are trading? If it traded 80 billion shares today, people are ringing a register. I have a kid who bought a house. He made $50,000 and bought a house. So, yes, some people are going to lose and some are going to win, but if they want to change the rules of the game now because the general public is making money after decades of the shorts crushing thousands of stocks into the dirt. I watched stocks being crushed completely to zero, and no one ever whispered anything because those stocks didn't have Wall Street sponsorship. They were small names. Maybe they went public through a reverse takeover. Whatever it was, the shorts have had their way with the market for decades. No one's ever complained about it. So I am thrilled. If you are going to try to destroy a company by shorting 140% of its stock, you have to accept the fact that individual investors are playing the same game that you're playing, and now you're losing.
Now, it's very fascinating. that somebody gets wind of the game. And this is what hedge funds do, folks. This is what these people do. They buy and sell stocks. They short them so they can make a profit off of them. They intentionally go in there, destroy a stock, drive it down, and then start buying it up, and then watching it go back up, and they sell it at its peak. Wow. Now, investment managers on Wall Street, they're furious. It's what's being called the market's first populist uprising. And I'm not so sure this didn't happen by accident that it revealed the ugly truth behind this. However, users of subreddit Wall Street Bets are fighting back against the multi-billion dollar hedge funds by buying up GameStop stock. It's hard to say, repeatedly. After it was shorted by the hedge fund people, the plan was for hedge funds to borrow shares of the company from other investors, quickly sell the shares at the current high price, causing the price to fall, and then buy them back at a lower price. They could return them to the original owners and then profit the difference. Just put that money right in their pocket. They didn't do anything. They didn't create anything. They didn't go out there and run the risk. You know, comes a reward with great risk. The greater the risk, the greater reward. You've heard that, right? These people don't have to risk anything. They sit there at a computer terminal and a telephone. They don't create anything, but they sure are there to suck up profits and destroy things at everybody's expense. Do you think maybe that's something the Securities and Exchange Commission should be seriously looking at? Well, don't bet on it because they didn't look at the 2008 banking crisis too closely. As a matter of fact, when that little thing happened, they had vacant chairs on the SEC. Now, it didn't turn out that way. Users of subreddit, many with modest trading accounts ranging from $500 to $2,500, realized that if they all bought the shares as fast as the funds were dumping them, they could cause the price to go back up, and then turn the tables on the attack on GameStop and temporarily, at least, make a profit from the rise in the price of their newly purchased stock. This is called a short squeeze, and it forced the hedge funds to buy GameStop to cover their contracts at higher price than what they thought, what they anticipated. The price spike, instead of the drop, caught the attention of the larger market that led to an even greater buying spree, pushing the price into the stratosphere. One of the hedge funds, Melvin Capital Management, had to be bailed out of $2.75 billion in order to cover its contracts. Folks, this is not chump change. This is not $2.75 or $1.298. This ain't even 2.75 million. I am talking upwards to $3 billion. And they were not happy. Oh, somebody invades the rigged game? Watch how fast the house gets upset. You know, counting cards, right, Tom? Counting cards in casinos, it's not illegal. There is no law against going into a casino and sitting at a blackjack table and counting a six-card deck. And there are people that can do it. What was that movie with Tom Cruise and what's-his-face? Oh, he's on the phone now. I guess you're really not paying attention to the show. Never mind. His personal phone. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything. Stalwarts on Wall Street and in the financial media were upset by this action because when they manipulate the market in this fashion all the time, they don't want other players to do the same. NASDAQ's Adam Friedman said that in the future, trading on stocks would be halted if there was a match between social media chatter and unusual stock activity. Oh, a hot tip went viral. Shut it down. A number of trading exchanges simply banned trades on GameStop altogether. The Discord internet server, which hosts communications for subreddit and r/WallStreetBets, was shut down supposedly for hateful and discriminatory content. They don't care what you think, folks. Politically, economically, we're in charge. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do to us? By the way, guess who got an $800,000 speaking fee? The new head of the, well, she's the new head of, she was once and is again, Janet Yellen, president of the Federal Reserve Bank. In her little time out, she received $800,000 for a speech to go talk to the capital management group. 800 grand. Here's your payola, baby. This is to make sure you don't forget us when you become Fed chairman again. Why am I doing Fox News clips? Oh, well, this is Tucker Carlson. The poor guy. The poor guy that looked at over the edge into the abyss and didn't say anything, looking back at him.
Hedge funds do a lot of things to make money, but one of those things is trading in the options market, shorting companies. In other words, making money when the stock price of other companies, sometimes American companies, goes down. They lose money, hedge funds make money. It's part of the business model, shorting stocks. So borrowing shares and selling them on the expectation that those shares will decline in value. Well, for the past several months, hedge funds have shorted the stock of a retailer called GameStop. People online watch this. This kind of stuff happens all the time. And by the way, sometimes hedge fund managers go on television, we've talked about this before on the show, and attack specific companies or whole sectors of the economy, hoping the value will go down and they can profit from it. That's pretty ugly. Very ugly. It's very wrong. It's apparently legal, though. So people online watched all this, and ultimately they decided to act. A group of people on Reddit decided to buy up GameStop options, and that triggered a chain reaction that drove GameStop's share price higher and higher and higher. As of today, shares of GameStop are up 1,700% since the beginning of the month. That means people on Reddit profited. People in hedge funds who were betting that share price would go down lost money. And that's a crime! Only people who work for hedge funds are allowed to manipulate the market, often with the help of CNBC. Normal people are not allowed to do that. Already the people in charge of our system are outraged that anyone without an official position at a hedge fund would dare manipulate the market to their benefit. The communications platform Discord has taken action against this. They've shut down the day traders, claiming that they're committing hate speech. In other words, if you do what hedge funds do, but you don't work at a hedge fund, you're a racist. Obviously. It's just the beginning. Today, the CEO of NASDAQ jumped to the hedge fund's rescue and suggested that day trading would need to be halted.
We see a significant rise in the chatter on social media channels, and then we also match that up against unusual trading activity. We will potentially halt that stock to allow ourselves to investigate the situation, to be able to engage with the company, and to give investors a chance to recalibrate their positions.
So this seems like a really big and significant story. This is not a financial show, though. We're not fluent, really, in this stuff. Charles Payne is. He's hosted Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business. And so we're grateful to have him on tonight to explain what is going on and what it means. Charles, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Tucker, you hit a whole lot of it, but let me just fill it in a little bit more, because not only are these folks, these hedge funds selling the stock, they don't own the stock, so they borrow it. Imagine you borrow a stock that's trading at $10, and then you drive the share price down, and then you buy it back for a dollar. You make the difference, $9. And to your point, they're allowed to short so much stock. Do you know the amount of stock that was out on GameStop? Let's just say 100% of the shares that are out. Well, they shorted 140% of the stock. So they borrowed the same stock over and over and over, the same shares, and sold it into the market over. Their job, their mission was to drive GameStop to zero. Zero. No one said a word on any financial network, particularly CNBC, which always lets the shorts come on and a sale go to war with companies, almost voiceless companies. So what happens? Some people get wind of this. These folks that you said, these individual investors, they decide to buy the stock up. They start to pressure the shorts. It's called a short squeeze, and it's working. And Wall Street is losing its mind, and Wall Street now wants to change the rules of the game because a bunch of people with accounts ranging from $500 to $2,500 are taking down the billionaires.
Amazing. So the options, I mean, it's a much longer conversation about whether the options market actually helps the real American economy in any way. But unless I'm missing what you're saying, when individual investors tried to do what hedge funds do every day, but to the benefit of GameStop, they're now racist for doing that. And they need to be purged from the internet.
They certainly need to be purged, you people. And of course, that investment app, Robinhood, that is used by the investors. You know those guys with the $500 to $2,500 accounts. You know, the small guys who are just sitting in their living room, nothing else to do, while they're watching reruns of Andy Griffith. Used by investors to buy and sell stock, banned its users today from trading GameStop shares. Now, you want to talk about the fixes in? Yeah. Just like the 2020 election, the fix is in. And they got caught. Nothing to see here. It's a big story today, but we'll make sure we bury it, come up with new rules and regulations, and say harumph and protect our phony baloney jobs and continue as usual. Nothing to see here. Nothing. In addition to several other stocks targeted by Reddit traders, Robinhood banned its users under pressure from hedge fund managers, proving that there's no free market trading on Wall Street. And that Robinhood gathers information from its users and sells it to the hedge funds that use it against the small independent investors. So they're out there stripping you of the information, you small investors, to use it against you. Nothing illegal here. Let's just move on. And of course, Janet Yellen. That, you know what, I'll bet she could bake up a good batch of hot cross buns, but being a Fed manager, I don't think grandma's going to cut it. Or maybe she is. Maybe she's exactly what the Federal Reserve needs. She was appointed by Biden as Secretary of the Treasury, had been the Federal Reserve Chairman from 2014 to 2018 under Obama. Well, there's 2 years under orange hair guy, but we don't count that. Notice he didn't keep her around, but at any rate, she received $800,000 from Citadel, and that's the hedge fund that's at the center of GameStop controversy, which benefited from trading shutdowns. They prevented people using an app to sell. You could only buy, you couldn't sell. Nothing to see here, folks. There's nothing crooked in this country. Come on, all you tinfoil hat standing out on that branch, that thin branch, spouting your conspiracy theories. Why don't you just fall off and break your necks? God, you people are so destructive. Man, oh man, oh man. Just when you think you've seen the worst of it, stay tuned. Stay tuned. The people that are parading as communists, that are really fascist, communist, socialist, we're creating a whole new political entity out there, folks. And we'll create anything we need to break the back of this constitutional republic. So help us, Satan. That got your attention, didn't it? We'll open up the phone lines. 512-248-8252. I got calls awaiting. We'll get to them right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Oh, Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla.
Yes. Hello, John. Forgive me, my voice is a little hoarse. I've been calling around to everyone I can imagine to try and find references for my passport application. But your references to or Tucker Carlson's talking about artificial manipulation driving down prices and then buying them and buying them low and selling them high, that's the phrase, I believe. That was how the Rothschild dynasty was created. That's why Meyer, Amschel, Bauer divided his sons into five different major economic centers around Europe. They had a carrier pigeons. I mean, you probably know this, but some of your listeners might not. They had a carrier pigeon service where when one brother drove down the price of stock, the brother or two brothers in other markets would buy them up at the low price, and then they would raise them back up.
You're talking about the takeover of the London markets, yeah. During the French, was it the French Revolution?
I think it was the Battle of Waterloo.
There you go.
Yep. That was the first one,
You're right.
And so stocks fell, and they used a carrier pigeon to their other brothers. Okay, buy now, the prices are low. And then, of course, when they discovered that they were wrong and that actually, I can't remember who actually won, but people had the impression that the reverse had been the case. But that goes back, let me go back a little further, to Murashu and Sons. Have you ever heard of them?
I'm sorry, heard of who?
Not many, no. Murashu, you would not have heard about it, actually. Very few people are aware of Murashu, M-U-R-A-S-H-U. Murashu, it was a banking house in ancient Babylon in Nippur, and they were the bankers for not only the monarchs of Persia and Babylon and the entire region, but for any of the moneyed, landed moneyed classes. They were Jews, presumably, and there were 735 clay tablets that were dug up during an archaeological dig, and they discovered that they had been the bankers, probably that later moved north into Europe. They used to lend out money at 20%, and of course the currency was not currency all the time. It was assets like land, cattle, even slaves. So they go back. So that's the concept of usury that goes back to probably the money changers that Jesus threw out from the temple, because they would have been all around searching for suckers to borrow money from them at 20% and then move in on them and take over their assets or increase the rate that was owed to them to 40%. And the name Murashu translates in Arabic to Mursi. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Basically all one. Many of them are very similar one people. And when they moved into Europe, that name became Morrissey. But this tradition of usury goes way back to the first Jewish bankers. And if these, you know, if today's Jews want to insist that they go all the way back, yes, let us say that you go back to the ancient times of Jesus, and that, but you were always the bloodsuckers. But let's get back to Janet Yellen, who and let's not forget about Bernanke, and then before that, the famous Alan Greenspan. How many terms did he serve?
Oh, way too many.
Head of the
too many.
And wait, you know,
Mr. Irrational Exuberance Man. Yes. Yeah.
And do you know who his wife was?
No.
Do you remember the reporter that was there forever and ever and ever with the aid of cosmetic surgery, Andrea Mitchell, Capitol Hill reporter?
Well, she Andrea.
So they had everything.
Andrea Mitchell is still on what is it, MSLSD or CNN or something? One of those liberal claptrap organizations.
Or, I don't know. The state can have a TV station
right now. You know, hold on a second here, because I got a point to make. Isn't that a conflict of interest, being the head of the Federal Reserve and then having a reporter reporting to the public and not, say, being totally objective?
You're asking me?
Yeah, no, that was a rhetorical question, my dear.
it was, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's the way they've always operated. They leave absolutely no loophole. There's not any space for anybody else to get in. And if anybody does get in, they're immediately eliminated or they're co-opted.
And Layla, my thing about the Gambinos and the Genoveses operating in Washington, D.C., called the Democrats and Republicans. You know, if another group of people come in, it's a threat to their little fixed game. They join forces and not just, you know, hey, you know, I'll help you out here. No, they join forces to eliminate the threat to their game.
Can you imagine the pain that I felt watching all of this going on while everybody was following the direction that these Zionists were pointing at, these moneyed Satanists, in the direction they were pointing, Palestinian terrorists.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, when I first,
hey,
when we first
Layla,
came,
Layla, I'm up against the break. You know, one of these days you ought to have a show on this network, because you sure know history. We'll be back. Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the
Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi there.
How you doing?
About Janet Yellen. You know, she made $800,000 making a speech to one of the
capital investment
houses there.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. If you back up a few years, and I forget exactly when, but over a 3-year period, she made $7 million making speeches to Wall Street firms. Now, tell me, there's not a conflict of interest when you'd have somebody in her position who is making that kind of money, making speeches to firms that she might end up
Kelly,
eventually.
Kelly, I love kids, but not on the radio. Can you get to a quieter place, please?
Yeah. The little Tasmanian devil is here tonight.
Well, cut out the sugar and try chloroform. No, I'm just, I love children. No letters, no emails. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I understand. Yeah. So I set that on before. So tell me there's not a conflict of interest there. You have somebody who's in government, who's in a position to regulate these firms, and yet she's raking in millions of dollars making speeches to these outfits.
Well, gosh almighty. Kelly, you know, I've said this before, and I was sincere when I said it, and it was kind of maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, but I have asked people, okay, you want full disclosure and transparency. You want to know everything that's going on. Do you really want to know how deep, how infested that our government is with me first, the hell with you. I'm not here as a representative for you that you voted me into office in this great democracy. I'm here for myself.
I think people would be shocked if they knew the extent of which this government is corrupt.
Oh,
I don't think the people of the government are at all interested in serving the people.
Could you imagine, Kelly, a file dump on all the goings-on that our government's been involved in? Let's narrow it down a little bit. Maybe in the last 60, 80 years, people would be horrified.
Yeah. Well, why do you think, for example, the CIA and the FBI and other organizations, other government agencies, fight tooth and nail to keep anything from being disclosed that might embarrass them, that they might embarrass their agencies? The corruption is so deep. I think if people understood how deep it is, I said they'd be shocked. I think they'd be enraged.
Well, and Kelly, it isn't like hints and information. I remember during the 2008 supposed banking crisis, and that was an engineered ripoff. I called it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And who was it? Was it the guy's name is Greenfield, some Jewish fellow that gave testimony in front of Congress and said, look, I'm going to tell you exactly how this little ripoff happened. You people have allowed investment banks to get into speculative markets. That's exactly how this went down. And it was lifted by none other, and it happened on Bill Clinton's watch, but it was initiated by George Bush. And that was a rig. That was a rig allowing those banks and Wall Street, and they're both tied to the hip. They're inseparable.
Oh, yeah.
They're the Bobbsey twins. To allow them to go in and speculate in those markets and do the mortgage-backed security ripoff.
I think it was Jeff Greenfield you're talking about.
Jeff Greenfield, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, nothing to see here, Kelly. Nothing. Let's just keep moving on so we can get to the next latest, greatest ripoff that we'll try to cover up.
Well, what has happened? Please.
What has happened?
What's happened here lately with the GameStop has, I think, been a bucket of cold water into the face of people, because it's woken people up.
And you know what? I've said this, Kelly, and I was sincere when I said it. Let these asshats keep doing all the underhanded, lying, stealing, in-your-face, treason, whatever. Let them keep going, because what they're doing is building their own docket for the prosecution when we get a firm enough hold on this country to start bringing these criminals into courts to convict them of the crimes that they have committed. They're loading us up with all any good prosecutor would need. I'm, as a matter of fact, I'd be willing just to sit back a while longer, let them keep doing it, keep giving me more evidence. Keep building the case against yourselves.
I hope you're right.
I hope I am too.
I think the current justice system is not going to do anything about it.
Well, of course it isn't. That's the reason why we're into trouble right now. Look, let me tell you something here, folks. Donald J. Trump would be seated in that Oval Office right now. Right now. If that election was run, and Kelly, you heard me say this, and I thought it was rather magnanimous of somebody that's biased, that likes the idea of republic and constitution and conservatism, whatever the hell that means. I'm looking at this and I'm going, if it was an honest election, and it told us that the deranged, the people that aren't in touch with our form of government and how best to protect it, you want to elect this wing nut. Okay, that shows us how far the American people have slid down the path and how not necessarily disinformation campaign, but withholding information to our children, the subsequent new next generation coming up, to take over the reins for us. You've eliminated everything from the learning as to why and how freedom and liberty, real freedom and liberty, how it works and how to best defend it.
Yes.
God.
I have.
Kelly, I got to...
Okay. Thanks for taking the call. I'll call you again next week.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. And no cards and letters, folks, please. No nasty emails. I love children. As a matter of fact, somebody once told me, they don't... You know, kids and animals really like you. And the guy that said this to me, I worked with him at this restaurant, and, you know, he invited me over to his house, and he said, but I got to tell you something. He says, I want to caution you about something. I've got this dog that likes nobody. And I said, really? Yeah. And I said, absolutely nobody. Meaner than a snake. A three-legged dog, no less. And I'm thinking this is some kind of a joke. And before he walked in his house, he said, I wasn't joking. I was serious. Don't look at my dog. Otherwise, that oversized ankle biter will try to tear you a new one. I said, okay, fine. So we walk in the house, and there stands the three-legged dog that I see out of the corner of my eye. And I turned around, and I knelt down and started talking to the dog while he hobbled over on his three legs, wagging his tail and licking me. And the guy looked at me. Bob fell out in laughter. He said, you know, I never would have thought I would have seen that. He says, what I've discovered about you is children and animals love you. It's the adults that can't stand you. Chris Hinckley. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, John.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, hanging in there.
Well,
it's Friday.
What do you got?
You know, speaking of the Rothschilds and history, John Pierpont, his father, Junius, told him that the Rothschilds reminded him that for those guys in the market, buy when there's blood in the streets, even when it's your own blood. And as we know, speaking of the London markets, like you said, these people are notorious for creating the illusion that it's their blood in the streets.
Yeah.
And in opportunities of crisis fashion, this whole melodrama, I think, is going to have its planned dialectical reaction. And I'm not exactly sure how that's going to play out, but just I'm still sort of looking into this, but a couple of little things that I don't see anybody talking about. Robin Hood was in trouble. Actually, Bill Ackman was making a play for Robin Hood early last year. And Bill Ackman is the guy, if you read the Business Insider story, I mentioned this morning, he was the guy kind of like after 9/11, we heard about insider trading and shorting the market.
Right.
Airline stocks
and whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was the Business Insider, Markets Insider story titled Billionaire Investor Bill Ackman Turned $27 million into $2.6 billion by betting that the coronavirus would tank the market. That was last April, I think. So there's that whole thing. There are the stories about how Robin Hood, one article, December 16, Robin Hood is accused of gamification by Massachusetts. Next day, Robin Hood pays $65 million to end a key probe, but others fester. So basically, there's blood in the water, and there's peripheral stuff here, too. But I don't think, you know, I think there's a lot more here than meets the
eye. Well, we never, you've heard the old adage, you know, blood in the water, you know, a drop of blood in the water. And that right. pertains to sharks. You know, once that mm-hmm. blood's in the water, they can smell it miles away. But what they never show you is the part that the blood is detected by the shark and it goes for the carcass or the living thing that's bleeding out to eat it. See, this is the part we never get to see because why? Because it never happens.
Yeah.
These sharks are allowed to roam endlessly and feed and feed and feed. And it's your blood that's actually, you find out, that's in the water. And you're the one that's being eaten alive. We have been under this. We have been under this, Chris, this yoke of the funny money people controlling politicians and our markets and the entire damn globe. Only look at the Federal Reserve as just being an extension of the world banks. These are the very planners of the New World Order to smash all the country barriers and to give us kumbaya moments by making rules and laws that we can all live by. But you know, there's only one small problem with this, Chris, and you have to modify your form of government to march with us globalists, to go down this wonderful path to what?
Yeah, and that's the way that this whole central banking credit scheme has worked since the first Bank of England was chartered in 1694. You're either with us or against us, and if you don't want to participate in the credit monopoly, then we will bomb you back to the Stone Age. And I agree that it's you know, you remind people from time to time of the Henry Ford.
By the way, you just reminded me, I made a mistake. I said Yellen, Janet Yellen was the head of the Federal Reserve. She's not. She was appointed by Trump for the Secretary of, I'll think of it here in a second, but at any rate, I misspoke. I'll correct it before I get off air today. Go ahead. Secretary of Treasury. There we go. Sorry.
Yeah,
go
but
ahead.
She was the Fed chair under Obama, though, right?
And 2 years of Donald Trump before threw her out. But who did Trump replace him with? Well, it's another one of the handpicked chosen by the very monsters that have been eating our lunch for all these years.
Yeah. Right. It's the illusion of choice. Yeah. Absolutely. So you remind people of the Henry Ford quote, you know, if the people knew basically what's really going on, there'd be a revolution by morning. In similar sense, I've been thinking with all of this stuff lately, Bastiat's quote from Economic Sophisms when, you know, to your point about how, you know, it's the false choice. It's, you know, which shark do you want, this shark or that shark? So Bastiat wrote, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. So, I mean, when you see, I really think, you know, Ackman is somewhere in all of this. And if my suspicion is correct, there's probably going to be some kind of regulatory shift that will injure the people that corresponds with the World Economic Forum nonsense that's going on this week. And then, you know, he'll get Robin Hood basically for pennies on the dollar.
I'm sure that they and people do not, you know, this is why I told the story about working for that car leasing guy up in Michigan. Old Gary Lupoloff, nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And he liked me and I liked him. Well, there's so much for anti-Semitism. But he said something to me one day that before I got into doing radio and research and doing all this other stuff, he said something to me that always stuck in my mind. He said, the problem with you people, meaning, I'm sure, Goyim, you know, other than Jewish. But and like I said, he wasn't a mean man, and I never got a sense that he didn't like, you know, other than Jews, because there's a lot of people out there to do business with, and you want to do what? You want to be nice if you want to do business. But he said something that never, ever left my memory. And he said, the problem with you people is you don't know how the money system works.
Right.
And I didn't understand a damn thing that man had just told me, because I was just a young buckaroo that was in the business of living life and enjoying and, you know, doing what we're supposed to do with our short little lives, our stay on this little dirt ball in the sky and universe without end. But no, we've got to have our lives complicated while we're trying to figure out our lives and why we're here. We got somebody reaching in our back pocket and smiling the whole time they're doing it. And quite frankly, Chris, I'm sick of it. This is what I latched on to when I started radio over 30 years ago. It wasn't all the conspiracy and the satanic baby something. No, I just looked at, okay, what did I hear repeatedly when I was growing up? If you want to find out what's really going on, just follow the money.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
John Adams, who wrote an interesting piece. One of my favorite things that he wrote is a dissertation on the canon and feudal law. And in that he wrote, there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave America. He said in a letter to Jefferson in 1787, all the perplexities, confusions, and distresses in America arise not from defects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. And, you know, we have, of course, the public education system has been designed to occlude that information from those who don't attend Wharton School of Business.
And let me remind people at this point, Chris, what is the 10th plank of Communist Manifesto?
Right.
To use the public fool system as a transmission belt for our what? Whatever we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, And, you know, it's interesting to the gentleman's point that you mentioned, we still have, you know, Red Beckman and Bill Benson's The Law That Never Was, a two-volume series. We have all of these resources around us. Are we teaching our children? And so Stefan Molyneux, I think, once said it best to the gentleman's point. He said something like taxes are the penalty we pay for remaining stupid, because we know that these guys, like the Bill Ackmans, they don't pay taxes. These people keep saying tax the rich, these Marxist socialist Bolsheviks. They don't understand the game that they're playing in. These people don't pay taxes.
Well, and they're not going to look at it too hard or ask too many questions now, are they? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate your call, my friend. As always, it's a pleasure. By the
Thanks,
way,
Sean.
Come on the program, plug your show. When's your show on?
Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, Central Time. Road Warrior Radio.
Road Warrior Radio. By the way, did you play that new bump?
Yeah, Andrew Breitbart, 2012 CPAC introduction. It's the intro to the film Hating Breitbart. And he talked about the cultural Marxist influence in very articulate plain speak. And I think that's, you know, people, I keep hearing people talk about critical theory. Go back and listen to what Breitbart said.
There you go. And do you, and one thing, other, before I leave you go here, do you think the Breitbart organization is the Breitbart organization of old?
That's a rhetorical question, right?
Gotcha.
Like mom used to say, if you have to ask a question, you probably already know the answer.
There you go. And any cheap lawyer knows the answer to that before you ask it.
Right.
Thanks, hey, Chris.
And speaking of that last point, when
Chris, I'm trying to do the Hinckley dump quickly. Your last point. Go ahead. Just teasing.
When Breitbart spoke at the 2012 CPAC, he was dead in less than 30 days after that speech, where he said that we would vet Barack Obama for the 2012 election. So
wow. And you know, now that you brought that up, gosh, so many thoughts. Why hasn't, now we know that being president, you can't run three consecutive terms unless your name is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But why didn't the wonderful one with her buddy Michael, or his buddy Michael, why didn't he run for president again?
Michael and Hitlery together?
Well, no. Well, you could even bring in Michelle if you wanted to. I mean, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. A first black lady vice president?
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Michael and Hitlery together. Yeah.
Careful about those German references, damn it.
Right.
All right, Chris. Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Sean.
Okay, sir.
All right. Bye.
All right. John in California. And then I got a story here I'm going to close out this Friday edition with. Go ahead, John.
Hello, John. Yeah, that was a good talk you brought up.
Okay, closer to the microphone. Closer to the microphone.
Can you hear me?
Are you on a box?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Thank you. Yeah, because it ends up sounding like this. All right, go ahead, John.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes, I can hear you now.
Anyway, it was a good topic. I was.
Then he goes back to the fade. Wait a minute. You just went back to the fade, John.
Sorry.
What device are you using to communicate with me right now? Was it made in the 20th century?
I got my cell phone.
Okay. Well, get it closer to your mouth.
How's it now?
Stay right there. Do not move except your
anyway,
lips. Go ahead.
I was in a retirement men's group, and we had our annual Zoom meeting for the month, and the speaker was on a National Economic Development Committee.
Right.
And it was good, except I read the economic advisors he had. Two of them were Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, and I said, okay, I know what that's going to be all about. So
the survey was
I rated them fair to poor. Mm. And they said, well, most of the people thought that was the best speaker, and I said, read between the lines. Anyway, but this thing with hedge funds, I read all these newsletter writers and all these ideas they have and these, subscribe to this. You know, you can't get any answers until you pay a lot of money to subscribe to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, but I get some ideas. But the interesting thing about this thing is you're talking with GameStop and a lot of these other ones, they talk, you know, like 5G and the vaccine. Well, we got this little company that's got a key thing they have to put in. You know, we know what it is. You can make millions and millions of dollars,
right?
Which you need to pay out money to them to get it. But it seems like all these things, John, they're either for entertainment, maybe medical, or nothing really sustainable in life.
No, it's whatever. This is why I've always said that Wall Street sides with what? The advertisers and the sellers of the illusion on Wall Street. They're interchangeable. They're inseparable. Because these are the marketing guys. They're the advertising guys. They're right next to them and the banks themselves. The unholy trio. Yeah. Hey, John.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. I thank you. All right. I want to close out this Friday edition here. A terminated pipeline worker breaking down. And this is the face of Joe Biden refuses to look at. Now, he walked out of a press conference and somebody was asking a very important question, like, what about these jobs? Turned his back and kept walking. The left can try to write off thousands of jobs lost at the stroke of a pen all they want. But the truth of the matter is that these very real people with very real lives, that they need very real money to support. Well, what's being passed is money. Joe Biden terminated the jobs of thousands of workers when he canceled the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, which, by the way, Trudeau is not happy about. How bad does it have to get when this little pipsqueak gets pissed off? With one signature, he sent a host of Americans home with nothing but mounting debt and a struggle to find a job as quickly as possible. John Kerry told a questioner, well, what are these people going to do for a job? Well, let them go build solar panels. You flip asshat. And, of course, the Biden administration reaction to this was just say that there will be opportunities in the future with green energy jobs that will somehow be opened up in the future. No guarantees made. Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, smiled at Texas Senator Ted Cruz as he spoke in generalities about the future of these workers, not making any real declarative statements. But when Biden is asked about it, he just simply walks away. This is what one man that just learned that he was fired from the XL pipeline had to say.
Well, lost my job today. The stroke of a pen. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense how at the stroke of a pen, me, my buddies, all of us, we lost our jobs. I just bought this car. I had a 6-year payment plan on it. So I'm probably going to have to sell the car. And then, probably won't be able to make next month's mortgage. Just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. How?
How indeed? I guess the question is going to be this, going into February and the rest of this year. How long are people going to stand by and watch the literal destruction of what's left of this country? I want to thank you all for being here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please support this network. We got a pledge drive going on. $100 gets you one of our fabulous t-shirts. Wear it with pride. But more importantly, it says support Republic Broadcasting. And also, do not forget, go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and please, for God's sakes, take advantage. I don't say these things because it's just cool to say. The front site offer that's being offered to our listeners. I do things for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, a damn good reason. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for being here today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.